Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, folks, before we commence with the program, just wanted to say, if you've been listening to the show, if you've been tuning in week after week and you enjoy what you're hearing, do us a massive favor. Click the subscribe button. It would mean a lot to us. We're really on the road to 100,000. We want to get the plaque. Bob's showing it right there. The YouTube plaque for 100,000. I think we've fought, we've clawed, we've gritted our way towards it. And you know what? Quite frankly, I think we deserve it. So if you find yourself listening to the podcast and you're not subscribed, it would mean the world to us. Click the subscribe button, join us, join our family. We love you. We appreciate you. Now buckle up. We got a hell of an episode for you. Let's dial it in. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We are back up and at, as PDD has arrived, decked out Packer gear. Is that a Micah Parsons jersey?
No, it's Josh Jacobs, but Micah Parsons will be in the it will be coming very soon. Don't you worry about that, D-Man.
Okay. All right. So there you have it. And Mikey V has joined as well. Mikey, good
Tremendous.
To see you.
Good to see you. Hey, how's everyone doing? Good to see everybody, man.
Good to see you there,
Football's
Mikey.
Football's about to be back, boys.
Back. Oh, it is back.
College is back.
It is back, man.
Is that not just a great Saturday? I mean, like,
bro. I listen. I get it. Like, people are gonna bitch about the results of some of the games. Like, listen, the Texas Ohio State game was slow. Like, it was slow. Like, it was a slop fest for the first three quarters. But like, it's back though. Like, the energy is back. Like, it brings insane energy with it. And I mean, look, they're both, even the Clemson LSU game, low scoring. The Miami game started out very low scoring, but business picked up last night. That ended up being a really good football game. We're recording Monday morning. Happy Labor Day to everybody out there. Thank you for all the people out there, first responders, nurses, you know, union guys working. We appreciate you guys. But yeah, recording Monday. Obviously, last night was Notre Dame Miami, and that turned out great for Bobby. Bobby got the dub for the Canes.
Feels good to get one. We did. That's what I was saying. I wrote it. I said, I really needed that. Whatever happens moving forward, I needed that one. I had to have that one. That would have been a really tough loss.
Is she like into like sports too? Or like, does she just watch
you? She just roots for me of whoever I'm rooting for. And then I get a little nutty. That little at-home treadmill has made me 10 times nuttier than I already am. Like, seeing me walk on the treadmill while watching the games is a little.
It's a chess move though, because how many steps do you get in now a day?
It's great. My legs are so sore right now; they are exhausted. Because when I'm watching the game, I'll the other day I had college football and then the Yankees, so I'm overstimulated, and then I'm walking. You don't even know that you're walking,
right?
Because you got so much.
It's
you
a
know?
Good move, honestly. It's a good move because, you know, as somebody who likes to go to the gym 5-6 days a week, I still have times I look at my watch and my steps are so low because I sit at the desk in the office all day. And when you sit at the desk at the office, even if you go to the gym for an hour, you don't realize that your step count really is still in the shitter. You have to make a conscious effort to go out and walk a little bit. And I'm trying to do that. Like, after my lunch now, I've been trying to go for like a walk every day. But the treadmill is almost like a cheat code to have that little treadmill.
Yes, he has found a new way to be as fat as possible while still being able to maintain his physique. It is wild. He was worried. I saw him on the last couple trips before the treadmill, and he was like,
before
the
treadmill. It's like when you're talking about before Christ.
Yeah, AD and BC. Yeah, like after dinner, before treadmill. BTAD.
Yes,
but no,
yes,
it was like, he was saying to me, he's like, you know, something's got to give. Like, once my metabolism goes, like, I'm screwed. And listen, Bob, you're not in the mid 30s yet, so like, that's when you really start to find, at least I did, where the metabolism takes a little bit of
When
a
it
shot.
goes, it
Well,
goes.
I will tell you what
Like that gas
I
fuel, Mikey, it's like the gas fuel, it just goes straight to empty. When
Just
that
that light.
metabolism,
And we don't have the light. We don't have the benefit of the light that
the
starts
lights
blinking
stopped
to tell you
working.
either. There's no light. There's
The
no
lights
light. It
stopped
just
working a long
stops.
time ago. So this is a chess play by Bob. He told me, I went over there on Saturday, the night before he had three soft serve
Yeah.
ice cream
Oh my
cones.
God.
It's
Pat,
three,
Mikey.
three, Michael. So this is his way of like maximizing that input by still relating to his normal physique.
Sure.
It's insane. But hey, kudos to him.
I can't deny any of that. That really, I just want to be able to keep. It's
Yeah.
100% true. Really, I just want to be able to keep where I'm at while I'll eat. Like I was eating a that Five Guys burger yesterday, and then my neighbor drops
Five
off pulled
guys.
pork, and then next thing you know, I'm having two pulled pork sandwiches. Like I just can't. I get so excited about food, and everything is just to try and maintain while still be able to eat. Yeah, I can't contain myself. You see me when a Holly V spread comes. It's crazy.
Yeah, the plates just flow, man. Plates
Yeah.
just flow.
Yeah. We got a boys, we got a first guest, maybe ever. Not ever, because we've had Ryan Clark, who was terrific, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Shefty joins the show.
What a fitting time to have him too, Bob.
There is a reason that Adam Schefter's joining the show. I mess him. So people don't know. Adam Schefter connected me with Coach Wink. That's how that started. So Schefter DM'd me on Twitter and said, "Hey, do you have 10 minutes to have hop on a call?" And Mike, maybe it was you that said to me, because we were laughing, like Schefter is known as the busiest guy on the planet and his
Correct.
phone. So for him to ask me for 10 minutes of my time, it's like I have nothing but time,
Could
Adam.
ask for 10 hours, Bob. You would have
I called him the next second. I
had it.
called him. But the reason we hit up Schefty is, and it has to be addressed, it has to be
The
discussed.
elephant in the
Mikey
room.
V has dropped another bomb, and he told Twitter that Micah Parsons, that he got word that Micah Parsons would be signing a long-term deal with the Cowboys. Now, the funniest part of the tweet to me is at the end where he goes, "More details to come," or "No further
No
details."
further. Yeah, no further information at this
And
time.
then I'm telling you, 5 minutes
Yeah, that was the worst
later.
part, which makes me feel as though the wires did really get crossed with the source, because they texted me so close to when the actual news dropped that I felt like the wires must have been crossed on the back end, Bob.
You were
I
the first to
really
announce anything
do.
that I saw. So had that been a true statement, your credibility would have all been reinstated.
Yeah,
Like
listen, I'm looking at it like my credibility is completely shot in that arena anyway, so I may as well just keep taking shots, because the guy did text me, and there was an agreement in place, obviously, but it was not the agreement that I was told it was. The agreement I was
Yeah,
told that it
yeah.
was.
But you know what
So
it's like, Mikey? It's like you're a like a prize fighter who can't make it, so you just decided
yeah.
to go up to go up against the
Yeah.
reigning champion.
Yeah.
And like, if you beat them, then all of a sudden, like, you know what? You're there. You're right there.
Yeah.
If you but you didn't, you got knocked
Or
out.
I'm like one of these, like I'm one of these MMA guys who can't make it in UFC, so they have to go on like a YouTube, like
Bellator. You're on the Bellator. Yeah. But Mikey, I do gotta ask, like when you put that tweet, because the thing that's so funny to me is the way you tweet it, it's like
didn't
a
want to put it out, Bob. I really didn't want to do it. I really didn't want it. I asked a million times, are you
put a gun to your
100%
head.
certain?
So,
Tell
but
me
take
that.
me through, because, like, when Mikey puts the tweet out, it's like it's a no-brainer. Like, the way Schefter puts it out, like, when you see Schefter, like, that it's happening, that it's a done deal.
Yeah, he's got that. He's got that though.
Yeah,
He's
so.
got that advantage. It's like I try to construct the tweet in a well-worded way. Like I want it worded correctly. I want the grammar to be right. I want it to be structurally and correct. But I can't hit the broadside of a barn, Bob. I
Well,
just I just can't. I'm gonna
maybe.
ask Adam like a couple things about like just like, maybe he could run
Maybe
like
he can
a
take you under your wing. You can be like a protege.
I was gonna say, like maybe he could run like a breaking news like boot camp or something like that, where he could just, you know what I mean?
To be honest, I would be like, we haven't even talked about what we're gonna ask him. So I'm kind of curious what you had planned to ask him, Mikey. So I'm excited to see that, but like I do want to ask him some things, like that world of breaking news, like that was
Yeah.
never like a job, like that was never like an NFL insider. I don't know when that really like became like a job. He's
It
made
was
that.
him, really. Like, it was him, really. And Ian Rappaport is another big one. Like, Ian Rappaport is a big, credible guy. Like, him and Adam are the top dogs. And
But
Adam
you
is
should
like the
ask him how he got
godfather.
started, Mike, because everybody starts at
I
somewhere.
think honestly, I'm past that point, Joe. I'm just gonna ask him, you know, if he could give me like maybe he could. I'm gonna ask him respectfully if maybe like a minor breaking story. Maybe he could feed me that on the side so I could reestablish my credibility. He could give me like a
That would be
small,
huge.
like a tidbit, like nothing major. I don't need a Micah Parsons trade, but maybe like you know, free agent. You know, who's a big time free agent that hasn't signed yet? Like a Za'Darius Smith. I don't think he's signed with anybody yet. Like maybe if he could give me a like a breadcrumb like that.
Dude,
That
if
would be
we can
nice.
leave
You
the
imagine
call.
Mikey had a post about like a like some kind of thing and it got reshared
And then
by
I
like
said per Schefter, but Schefter hadn't tweeted it yet. You know what I mean? Then that would instantly reestablish me in the
That would be
space.
honestly, maybe it won't even be a Za'Darius Smith, like even if it's like very low, like
Could be
somebody
a
getting
practice
released.
squad guy. It's fine.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
give me
do.
the updated Tommy DeVito story, Adam. That's fine.
Right.
That's
Right.
fine.
Give us like just give it get I want him, I want to leave there with him agreeing to just give you
Crumbs.
one thing.
Crumbs. Give me crumbs. That's fine. That's fine. I'll take what I could get, Bob.
I sent
They'll
him
call your bear down crumbs.
Yeah, man. Listen. This is it. You could pour it on this episode, fellas. Just pour it
Sorry, but
on.
I
It's
just
all
said
good. It's all good.
the old bear down
Bobby.
crumbs,
Yeah, that's
the
yeah.
crummiest in the business.
I will I yeah. 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 It's bad, man. Bad. I mean, I have no leg. I
I
have
did
no
tell
leg to
Bob.
stand on,
Bob
man.
just kept throwing salt into the wounds,
I
dude.
will say, I said to Mikey,
I said to him
But
finally, I'm like,
Bob,
"Listen, Bob."
me and Bob had a very long conversation yesterday about many things, and Bob did bring up, he's like, "Listen, I think I went a little too far last time."
I
And
did.
what I
I
said to him
know.
honestly was like, I was like, it's so good for like everybody eats it up so much. It's like it's fine at this point. Like, I'm my own worst enemy. I'm my own worst enemy. I know that. I know I'm my own worst enemy. I can't help
Can I
myself.
ask you something, Mikey? If
Yeah, go
Schefter
ahead.
was like serious and was like, "I will give you the tools to be successful
Yeah.
to go into this,"
Yeah.
would you take it on as like a side gig?
I think like if you don't heed the advice of people who are, you know, I think one of the major keys of leadership is allowing people that are better at you in areas to lead the way. So I think
Yeah.
I would be a fool not to listen to him. I'd
I
have
know.
to be
I'm
a
just saying. I
fool.
know you're a busy guy. You got a full-time job. You got two kids. Like,
Yeah.
but would you like if he legitimately was like, if you want to succeed in this, this is what you need to do. Would you like take it upon yourself to like, is it that there's something? I guess what I'm trying to say is like to you, is it something that you want that bad that you would go above and beyond to try to get there?
I'd follow Adam into the gates of hell. I would. I would. I would. I would,
I
you know?
remember when we were at the draft, Bob, we walked by and they had him in an enclosure. Like he
They
was
did.
like, it
They
was like
did.
he
Like
was
he
like
was a
the
rare
president of
bird
the
or
United
something.
States. And it was a glass case, and people were like, "There he is." Mikey just walked by in reverence as he walked by him. He was just like, "There's the guy who started it
That's
all."
him, man. He is him, bro. He is.
Dude, how he has found this niche
That's correct.
job and he's
That's
like
correct.
created his own thing from it. Like it's crazy. I did text him. I texted him the tweet right after it happened.
What was his
And I
response? That's the
said,
worst part, Joe, because he's like he like had a response, and I was like, and then
"Oh,
Bob gives me his response third person, and I'm like,
Bob,
this is so
really?"
hard, man. This is just brutal pain.
Bob is like a
I
conductor. If you give him anything, he will
yeah,
just
yeah.
weasel it into something.
It was just, dude, because like obviously I played the prank on Mikey. Like that one was kind of out of his control. Like he botched the couple of the Penix to Metcalf things, but like when that Parsons thing came out, like Mikey put the tweet out, and literally 5 minutes later,
Yeah, bro, that was the
it
most
goes
brutal
out.
thing.
Well, you know what
And
the worst thing is?
I texted my source and I go, bro, I go, he just fucking got traded to the fucking Packers. And he goes, no way. I'm like, yeah, fucking way, dude. And then he sends me the screenshot of the conversation with the guy who gave it to him. So it wasn't really like he was, and the
I
guy's a
mean,
credible guy, man. And
has
I'll
he?
never air out my sources. Listen, one thing about me, Bob, though, I will take an absolute fucking pummeling.
He
I will
will.
never ever give up my guys.
Dude,
Never.
so I was gonna
I will
say,
not.
hey, there's a lot of things you could call him. You can never call him a snitch. Absolutely not.
Thank you, sir. That means a lot to me
I
too.
was gonna see if we can call the source because we know the source.
Oh, I can't do that,
no.
Bob. I can't
Okay.
do
All
that. I
right.
can't
All
do that.
right. All right.
You know that, Bob. You know
But
I can't do
no,
that.
but I think the source would welcome the phone call,
I
no?
don't think I know because
No?
he specifically said you didn't get it from me.
Okay.
Oh
All
yeah,
right.
so then you gotta like that.
Respectfully,
So
listen again. You could sink me all you want. I won't give you up, and
Mike, I
that's
do
probably
respect
not
that
good
out
for
of
me.
you as someone who's a little
Okay.
more old school. You live and die by the code. I
Yeah.
appreciate that.
Yes. That's
And
right.
that's an
That's right.
Italian way too. That's you take it with you leave it, you let the
We
blind
clean
dog.
our own dirty laundry. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Yeah.
So the
Yeah, I know. So
Texas
just like the
chapter.
worst part, by the way, out of all of this is that the arguably best defensive player in the NFL went to your rival team, the Green Bay Packers. And it seemed like at the end of last year with the Bears beating us, like there was like a glimmer of hope that the Bears were finally going to like surpass the Packers. And now we're like Super Bowl
I
contenders.
can't.
Everybody's talking about how good the defense is going to be. So that was just like another element that it could have been any other team. The fact that it was the Packers made it 10,
Yes.
I would imagine, made it
Mikey,
worse.
what
Yes.
was the tweet that you saw that confirmed that he was going to the Packers? Like, what was your reaction when you saw the Packers?
I was just like, yo, man, like I was like, fuck me, man. Like, just fuck me, bro. Like, and then I just immediately in the back of my head, like got a wave of anxiety. I was just about Bob and Joe. I was like,
Oh.
I'm just gonna get crushed. I go, I'm just gonna get absolutely filleted, fricasseed, skinned alive, and fucking left
It's
for
good for
dead
the
on the side of
show,
the road to get picked
dude.
apart by the vultures. That's what
The
it felt like.
Schefter text was the most like it made Mikey. I'm talking about like it made it that much dumber. Like the way he responded was like the most like it was the worst response. Like because there was no LOL to it, nothing. It's almost like there was a guy in the industry trying to fuck with his job, and he went back. Like
What did he say?
I said our co-host of our podcast is inspired by you and thought he had good intel. It's already happened a few times this year. Just need your thoughts on this if you don't mind. And he responded, he goes, didn't exactly work out
Yeah, no, it didn't.
Was he being funny,
No,
Bob? Was
it
he being funny?
didn't. We don't
No,
know. We
no.
don't know.
And then I
Well, he
said,
might have a different sense of humor. I mean, it's hard to understand
well,
the
you know what the
facts.
problem is too, man? A lot gets lost in the translation of text. Like text, a
100%.
lot gets lost in
Yes.
translation. I really believe that. Like,
He might have been trying to be funny, but you don't know him close enough to know whether he was being funny or not.
yeah.
We'll
Let's hope
talk
he was
to him.
trying to be
We'll
funny.
talk to him. I am really curious to talk to him. I think that's going to be really enjoyable
Yeah.
to talk to Shefty. But
Yeah.
look, we gotta keep on moving on. Mike, if it feels makes you feel any better, Grant Horvat's dropping a video today where I start on the putting green
Yeah,
against
I saw
him.
that. How'd you
That's
do?
like
How'd you do?
not well,
Okay.
not good, not
Okay.
good.
I mean,
So
how is that
like,
possible though? If he's starting from the tee box,
well,
how's that possible?
yeah, so I
He's
do have to
driving the
defend.
green.
I do have to defend myself.
Oh.
He goes from the front tees and
Okay.
the
So the
course.
ladies' tees.
Correct. Apparently now
Okay.
you can't say ladies tees, which is a little absurd, but it's crazy. It's crazy. It's
Oh my. You know
crazy.
what, man?
But Joe,
I don't have a lot left in me, man. I
it's
really fucking don't. I really don't,
Joe.
Bob.
Joe, is the seniors tees in front of the ladies tees?
No, they're the same. Normally, I think they're the same.
Anyway,
It depends.
I
Sometimes
was
there's
gonna say
more.
I never heard of seniors'
He
tees, only ladies' tees. Ladies'
starts
tees.
from the ladies' tees,
Right.
and the grounds crew, they met up 3 4 days ago, which Joe actually warned me about. I thought he was fucking with me. He was 100% right. They made it so I'm on the back of the green, and it's
Yeah.
down like a hill, so it's impossible for me to stop.
Gotcha,
I
gotcha,
couldn't
gotcha.
stop the
Put him in the
ball
toughest position to possibly
of all time.
I
Like, impossible
was
to
gonna say,
pass.
because if he just starts on the green,
It was almost like someone gave him a fake source that didn't actually happen, and he had to work his way through it. It was
I've been there,
terrible.
I've been there, Bob.
But like, dude, and then we're doing the thumbnail. Like, that thumbnail's gonna be terrible. Like, it's pretty tough. But like, you can't say no. Like, it's such good. Like, Grant's gonna pull views. You gotta go out there, rep the brand. You don't put the breezy hat on and rep the brand and fucking
That's it.
suck it
That's
up.
it.
You know what I
That's it.
mean?
That's it. That's it. We all got to take the
7:20.
bullets. We all got to take the bullets. We all got to take the
7:20 in the
bullets.
morning tea time too, which didn't help anything.
Oh,
Good
no.
God. Well, listen,
Crazy.
I mean, Bobby was stressed out there. I was stressed under the gun with the tweet. But I tell you what makes me de-stress, and it makes me de-stress all the time, is that's our good friends over at Lucy. Lucy, let me tell you something about Lucy nicotine, 100% pure, always tobacco-free. Lucy breakers, okay? Nicotine pouches, but in a different way, because every time you take the pouch, there's these little flavor balls, crystals that explode with extra flavor right in the mouth. Takes care of business every single time. Strengths vary from 2 milligram all the way up to 12. And I always talk about the flavor variety: cinnamon, pomegranate, mint, espresso, apple cider. Flavors out the wazoo. Love all of them. And the best thing about it is that Lucy could set you up with a subscription and deliver it straight to your door. You don't even have to go out. Don't have to go online. You set that subscription up and you're set. So let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/DUMB. That's dumb. And use promo code dumb, DUMB, to get 20% off your first order. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. Again, that's lucy.co and use code DUMB, dumb, to get 20% off. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Guys, can we talk a very good job, Mikey? Can we talk about Dickie Gass, the head of the commissioner of our fantasy league? He is the biggest dick. Like, he's an actual dictator, and there's no questioning his rule. And to be honest, there, like, that's the reason he's actually really good to have as a commissioner, because there's no bullshit. There's no, like, it's just fucking, this is the way we're going. He decided the draft order, didn't ask anybody if this was how they wanted to do it. He decided the draft order by doing a simulated horse race, which I actually thought was pretty fucking cool.
No, it was.
But
you know what ruined it for me? I saw the results before I saw the race.
How's that possible?
At the bottom, before I clicked, I saw the results. So
I think that was just the list of names. That wasn't in the correct order.
His family is going to be outside. Like, he is going to be detrimental to his family with that gambling problem. This guy will put on any, like, that's what, when I think of degenerate, he is the poster boy for degeneracy. And there was no questioning. Most drafts, like, you get to question or decide as a group what it's going to be. Dickie Gass comes in. He goes, this is what we're doing. This is how it's going to be.
Well,
I kind of respect it.
I'm going to be very curious to see how he handles the whole Perez thing, because we called out Perez about when he's going to do the pancake challenge. There's been no response from the Perez camp. It's been, I mean, listen, I don't, maybe they don't have Waffle Houses in Montauk, but there has been, it has been radio silent, and I'm getting worried, Bob, that he's not going to do it before. So I'm going to be very interested to see how Dickie Gass.
I don't even want to touch that situation with like a 100-foot pole. I don't even want to.
But when, if it was, when if
Dick,
it was
when
me
Dick
or
starts
someone else,
texting, I just go, bro, like this. I take my hands off the wheel, bro.
I had to do it.
It fucking sucked. When it was coming down, it was like, you're dreading it. The night before, I'm dreading it. It's like, it's going to fucking suck. And for me, the worst part of the pancake challenge was showing up to IHOP with all the streaming equipment and setting up camp to fucking stream from the booth. That it sucks. But I did ask Perez. I said, you can do it. He said, absolutely, a deal's a deal. I do think that we pretty much said we were going to do it. You got to do it before kickoff of the first week.
I mean, you would think so, but I'm saying this will be a time where we see how Dickie Gass handles his business, because I think he will strike with an iron fist.
Dickie,
I don't think he's going to let him off the hook.
Dickie runs the league like Stalin.
There's no question.
There's a 5-year plan somewhere out there that we don't know about.
I will say he's the right guy to do the league, because he doesn't take any bullshit. And I kind of like that. This is how we're going to go. It sucks. There was controversy with me whether or not I should do the pancake challenge, because I came in last overall for regular season. But then we did that consolation bracket.
Yeah, the bracket. Yeah.
So he said, no, you're doing the pancake challenge. I had to do it. There was nothing I could have done. But I
hope
agree, Joe.
He does it. I hope he does it, because you know what? It's the right thing to do. It is. And you know what? You got to take your licks. I think he will. But like, I didn't see anything. He was radio silent last night.
The
so
problem,
it's a little concerning.
He has his kickoff is Thursday. We're filming for Bob Does Sports Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So
when's the draft? Wednesday night or Tuesday night?
Wednesday night.
Okay.
So tomorrow would be his day.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
There's
no
way.
No
There's no chance
way.
in hell
There's no
he's
way.
going to be doing
It'll,
that live
I
from
do
Hong
believe
Kong.
I do believe he will do it, but it ain't gonna happen
He
tomorrow.
told me, you know what he told me, which is crazy? He said he might just spend 24 hours in the Waffle House and have, or like have two pancakes and spend 22 hours in
I
there.
could see him doing that.
Just chilling, just sitting
just
there.
Chill there for 22 hours. Take calls and just, I mean,
take
that would
calls.
be
Take calls. Yeah,
I do want to call him. I don't think he would be up, but I'd be curious to hear what he said.
Oh, Bob, he's not up. It's 9:30 in the morning. I mean, he might actually still be up from last night, to be honest.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. Because by the way, it's 9:28. Schefter said, I said, come in between any time between 9:30 and 9:45.
Right.
I could almost guarantee you that when that clock strikes 9:30, he is going to be – watch, he's, like, late for his ESPN set, like, on TV because he's on the Brilliantly Dumb show.
That'd be good for business, though, for our business, not so much for ESPN's business.
Well, speaking of being late, don't be late to the party when it comes to Skims. That's right. If you haven't heard it, the Brilliantly Dumb show is brought to you by Skims. As you know, when you work out 5 days a week, which someone like Michael would do, you have to have the best feeling, synthetic feeling workout underwear, especially when you're done at the gym. Unless you're like me and Bob, where we're trying to wear the underwear underneath those. By the way, Mike, you got a lot of support on that. Now we can finally find out what we're missing out on. These Skims will give us the movement we need for working out without feeling like we're walking around wearing gym clothes the rest of the day. Plus, they never lose their shape or ride up. The gains could also come from that too. So go ahead, check out Skims at shopmenskims at skims.com. Let them know that we sent you. After you place the order, select podcast in the survey and select our show, the Brilliantly Dumb Show, in the drop-down menu that follows. That's skims.com. Go ahead, take a look, try them out. Mikey, going back to what you were saying, a lot of people gave
you
support.
Did you guys try it? Did you guys try it?
I have not tried it yet.
Okay.
I will
Bob,
be trying
did you try it
this
yet?
Week.
I haven't, but after seeing the backup that you got, I do think that I should try it.
Yeah. You should. I legitimately, like, I wasn't breaking balls. Like, I just had never heard of wearing the underwear. I would have never have thought to wear underwear under there.
So, yeah, I guess that's why it's there, that under compression.
It makes sense.
Right.
I just don't see it being comfortable, man.
So comfortable, Bob.
Yeah.
So comfortable,
Do you ever worry that it's going to ride up and your nuts are going to fall out?
No.
Like
no.
as you're doing no. like a workout or something?
No,
like,
because the shorts are like decently long enough, like a boxer brief. Like when I wear boxer briefs, I never worry my nuts are going to
But like
come
if you're
out.
Doing, if you're doing like a bench press or something, you know how sometimes the shorts.
Oh, you
will
might get a
up.
Little view close up there. But I mean, look, I mean, I've seen the outfits that people are wearing to the gym these days, bro.
Oh,
I mean,
some of the women's
I
outfits
mean,
are
it is,
outrageous.
Mikey, let me tell you, dude, man. Mikey ain't got anything to hide with that piece, dude. That has got to be it. An absolute fuck.
Always goes
maybe,
back.
Maybe you let that thing do the reporting from
now. Oh, I wouldn't be wearing boxers either, Pete. I would let that thing fucking
Bob
go to work.
The compression shorts
listen
on
to
the
him.
Treadmill.
Would you listen to this sick fuck? He is a
true.
Sick fuck. He's
it's
sick.
True.
He's
true.
Sick.
If you got it, you got to flaunt it.
I don't got it, bro.
Oh,
listen.
I don't know about that.
Stop.
Stop. Stop. Stop. Ridiculous.
All right. Let's, as we wait for Schefter here, let's get on into our buy or sell segment. I'd like to start because I got something I feel strongly about. D, I feel like you're not going to like this. I'm going to give you some kudos on another front. I'm going to sell. We're back to food that I think is very, very overrated and gets all the hype in the world. I'm selling Five Guys. I think here's the problem I have with Five Guys. Hear me out though, D. I've never had a Five Guys burger where the bun holds up to the burger. It's always seeping through and can
But
never...
that's because of travel.
No, I've had it there. I've had it there where it's been the same
okay, because I agree with you on the condensation front with the travel. But I've also had it in store, and they put
it's
that
better.
That style that almost that's it's not it's almost like the metal wrapping around
yeah.
it
foil
the foil. Yeah the foil and it holds up amazingly well right out of the gates like so I do see where you're coming but I also think that that's almost partly a travel issue and I don't think you're giving the burger a fair shake
but But Joe, I've had other hamburgers where they other places that you order from that the burger holds up just fine, travel or no travel. And I do have another issue. First off, their prices are
I agree with
very
that. Yeah.
high. Like you get a hamburger and fries, it's like $20 or whatever, but they get all this praise for, oh, they put so many fries in the bag.
Yeah.
If you order a thing of fries, it's like $6, $7 to where, yeah, they should put the extra fries. Now, what I love with them is if you go there, you get the peanuts while you
Now,
wait. Great touch, but still doesn't make it worth.
I would argue if you're in store and you have it there, it's a different experience. And here's part of the problem with that conversation. They make the burger right like out of the gates. Like it's piping hot. And I think partially that's why when it travels, you have that steam because it's so hot, the condensation comes in. But if you have it right off the griddle, like right off the grill, like they do it there, I argue, like in terms of like whether you call it fast food, I think it's as good as like an In-N-Out burger or better. The problem is you are right with the pricing. It is outrageously priced. So like if you're gonna go to a In-N-Out and you're gonna save yourself a lot of money and still have the same quality burger, that's fine. But the ability to customize a burger and the quality of it, I think is great. And having a small fry that's equivalent to a large fry anywhere else, I like Five Guys. I really do. But I can see where you're coming from with the travel. I can. And you're not wrong.
I also think I don't think the fries are that good. They're like,
Oh, come on, dude.
I really don't. I think In-N-Out takes a lot of heat for their fries. I think
They're
five,
terrible.
I think they had In-N-Out fries are not good, but Five Guys fries I think are similar in the sense that it's you can tell it's homemade, but it's like too potato-y, if that makes sense. I just find it to be across the board very overrated. Not to
It's
say I don't eat
fair.
it, but yeah, I.
The pricing, I can't defend them for the pricing. You're 100% on. But what I like about them is you can customize the burger to any degree with grilled mushrooms, regular
That is
mushrooms, grilled
true.
onions, raw onions. Like you can literally have the burger with the sauces exactly the way that you like. And it does come out good, but yeah,
You know,
In-N-Out fries are some of the most horrendous things I've ever tried.
and
And
they get away with it because their hamburger's so
because they
good.
do animal style, they put some Thousand Island
I
dressing on it. It's
correct.
pathetic. It's out of
I
control.
agree. I do.
I mean, pathetic. In-N-Out's pathetic. I wouldn't say
Oh,
pathetic.
In-N-Out burgers are incredible.
Oh,
The fries.
I would say the process of In-N-Out is pathetic because it's only available this place. The line is always outrageous, no matter when you go. The process of acquiring it is
It's a lot.
absurd. It's
Yeah.
absurd.
I will say they do as much as they can. Like they have the people out in the field in the lines. There's only so much you could do. The places are just, it's crazy.
Out in the
But you know what I did have though,
field.
Joe, that you're a big advocate of that traveled well and was actually really good. I always got worried with them because there's so many things on their menu that I get worried. I got cheesecake delivery.
It's good,
Tell
man.
you what, I was very impressed. I
What'd you
thought it
order?
they got these mac and cheese balls
Oh,
that are
yeah.
just amazing. I got like three different pastas.
See, like I would be down to go there once in a while for like a casual meal because you've got so much different variety in terms of what you can order that like you could have three different meals from
Look how much I got here. I got the
oh
Parmesan chicken parm,
yeah, dude, that's on.
pizza, mac and cheese
Yeah,
balls, egg rolls. There's a chicken.
it's good. It's good,
Stu
man.
Viner rubbed off on Bob in the worst way, man.
Yeah. By the way, we're still setting up that dinner there. That is going to be the
Did you hit
dinner
him
at Mikey.
up?
We're going to set that up. I'm going to text you a date and where. He's all in. He said, absolutely. That will be the dinner to be at the Ryder Cup in
Awful.
Bethpage, is the Stu Finer dinner.
I'm still reeling from that last one. It was wild,
It was
Michael.
unbelievable. It was
I mean, you just watch
absolutely.
the videos of the
You're gonna love it,
he's
Mikey.
different, man. He's different. He's
Let's head
different.
over to Mikey V for the buy or sell, as Adam should be popping in any minute now.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I was out in Columbus this weekend for the game, Ohio State, Texas. I'm gonna buy Ricky Williams, man. I got to spend some time with Ricky Williams. You want to talk about a guy who is exactly what you probably picture he is at this point, in terms of, first of all, absolute gentleman,
He seemed
like
very
a
nice.
gentleman, a gen low, very low spoken, calm. And man, did we have a conversation, bro? So, long story short, I'm chopping it up with his business partner. And I had mentioned about the Mount Rushmore blunt rotation top five that we did. And he's like, Ricky would run that. He would absolutely no problem. We do the video. And then after that, we were sitting down and we're having a good time, let's say. And we get into a discussion. Me and his business manager apparently were born 4 days apart from each other, same year, same
Wow.
four days. And Ricky is heavy into astrology. And he starts talking about the rotations of Mercury around the moon and how much faster it goes in those
That's pretty
4 days.
cool.
And that's when, I sat back and I was like, whoa, whoa, this
Oh
conversation.
my.
So,
We're in the
yeah, I mean,
clouds?
just a really, really cool experience for certain. So,
Wow.
Ricky
By the
Williams,
way, he
yes,
gave
clouds,
one.
clouds,
He
yes, clouds.
gave one that none of us listed that to me is a no-brainer. He gave Willie Nelson, and the fact that
I gave Willie
did
Nelson.
you
He was
give
on,
Willie
yeah, he was
Nelson?
on my
Oh,
list.
okay. I mean, because I thought we missed him, and he seems like he's on the
Willie
Mount
Nelson.
Rushmore.
But I mean, he gave Carl Jung. I mean, he was Jim Brown. He was hitting some deep
But
cuts.
Jim Brown, I don't understand why the Jim Brown one.
Jim Brown was like his like big time mentor coming into
But
the
did
league.
Jim Brown smoke the ganj?
So I think his manager asked him that. He was like, has Jim Brown ever smoked? He's like, and Ricky's like, I don't know, but it'd be pretty cool if he did, or if he said something like that. It was a really,
Because I
really
didn't
fun.
take him as like a pothead. I didn't see him
Yeah,
as
I
big
don't
guy.
know, but it was yeah, Ricky, I mean, just really, really, really fun
It's
time,
cool
great
to hear that
guy.
he's a down to earth, just a chill
So
guy.
down to
Because,
earth, bro.
bro, he was as I would argue he was as big an athlete, like name
For
in the
sure.
business
For
when he was
sure.
with the Dolphins. He was on even the Saints. I mean, he was unbelievable, like a highlight reel every
Who
year.
did the Saints? Did they have the first pick when they got Ricky
They
Williams?
traded like I think they traded four first rounders. It was Dick who became the head coach there,
They
and he wanted
unloaded.
Ricky Williams so bad, and they traded. I forget what the exact number was, but I always make a joke of it. I'm like, they traded 73 years of first round picks for Ricky
It's
Williams, but it
crazy.
was something insane. It was an insane trade to get up and go get Ricky. Yeah,
I do
yeah.
think it's funny with the NFL with how good the talent level is. It's like no matter how good of a running back you have, like think about Saquon with the Giants. Saquon is unbelievable. We haven't seen anything really like him, but there's only so much he can do. Like when you're playing a D line, and if you don't have an O line, or if you don't
That's
have
right.
a pass game, like if you don't have the pieces around. So I think it's funny looking back now. Like I don't think in today's world people would trade three,
No.
four first rounders for
No,
a
for a
running
running
back.
back.
You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
no,
I mean, now
definitely
look
not.
how many teams have running back committees now. They don't have the
Yeah.
feature back is becoming a dying
I
breed.
mean, look at last year. I mean, you had a guy like Ashton Jeanty who smashed every record, was a Heisman finalist. Some argue he maybe should have won the Heisman. He was maybe the best football player. I mean, I don't know, arguably 100, but and he still didn't go until what, pick eight? Like it's not, the league is just so different now.
You know, quick fantasy football. I got the third pick, so I know two are going to be off the board. I think it's going to come down for me between like Saquon, Justin Jefferson, and a big part of me wants to take like Christian McCaffrey. Like people, you know, remember what he did before that he was hurt. It's a weird spot to be because I don't know
And
which
I'm
way I
right
want to
behind
go.
you. I'm four.
Are you? Yeah,
Yeah, well,
it's a
it
weird
is.
spot. I'd almost rather be you, Mikey,
10.
because
I'd rather be 10. I'd
I'm
rather be where
sitting
Jarrett
further
is and be pick
back.
10. Yeah. And then just get the
Yeah.
back to back where you could get back to back guys. And then you
Yeah.
just wait again. And in
There's
the middle
also
is tough.
there's a lot of pressure top three picks to like really
You don't want
nail.
to miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's interesting. I mean, of course, like Ja'Marr Chase, you take one off the board, but it is a weird spot to be. Joey D, we'll head over to you for the buy or sell.
Well, it seems fitting, but I do have to do this because I have been very vocal against, the organization, and I'm buying the Packers front office this week. And I have been in the past, and Mikey, I have been very hard on them for not making a splash. You had two Hall of Fame quarterbacks back to back, and arguably with Rodgers, had they gone out and tried to get another top tier wide receiver or another big time player, I argue they could have won another. Easily one, maybe two more Super Bowls. I mean, how many NFC championships were we in with Favre or with Rodgers? And so it just seemed like a rotating thing. Like, you saw when they went out and got Reggie White, you saw when they went out and got Charles Woodson, like these big time playmakers and they won Super Bowl. So it was always frustrating for me to see them just kind of sit back and just try to develop their own talent, not go outside the box. I mean, they could not have been more different. I did not expect a world at all where we would even be in the running to get this guy. Because first of all, he's an in-conference player. We play the Cowboys this year. It makes no fucking sense, to be completely honest. And by the way, we knocked the Cowboys out last year. We dominated the Cowboys for the last, it feels like, several years. So I didn't even think there was a realm where this was even a discussion.
And imagine how the Cowboys fans feel after yesterday when then they go out and they give Deron Bland, their cornerback, who's, listen, he's a good player. He's not Micah Parsons game-wrecking type of level. They give him a mega extension, which is like now
this turns out to be Jerry Jones just personal business coming through, which, listen, God bless good old Grandpa Jerry, because he has been the gift that keeps on giving. Grandpa, but I will say, though, kudos to Gutekunst and the Packers organization, because not only did they do that, they locked him up for 4 years. And here's the deal. Is he everyone's cup of tea? Maybe not. Is he going to pan out? Maybe, maybe not. Will he be unbelievable? No, but they've gone out and they've done everything they can to put ourselves in a position to win. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But they went out and they got arguably a top three, maybe the best defensive player in the league. And they locked him down for 4 years. We're the youngest team in the league. I have to say that they did a tremendous job. And by the way, they gave away 2 first round picks and, you know, a good lineman, but I don't think, like, you look at what we got in return. I don't think it's even close, Mike. I think you would agree. So I have to give kudos where kudos are due, and especially the fact that I've been so hard on them. I mean, it's just to happen right before the season too. I think
that's huge.
As a Packers fan, I've never been higher.
You've never had to really deal with a rebuilding year. It looked like you were going to have some rebuilding years. You really haven't. You've had it really good where you're in the mix every single year. Me and Mikey don't get that.
Never.
Fellas, we have Adam Schefter has arrived, so I really want to give a warm, warm round of applause for the one, the only, arguably the busiest man in sports right there, Mr. Adam Schefter with the Michigan.
I didn't know that was coming.
It's a tough week for Mikey B. Look at that.
Could be the toughest week ever.
He's got the Michigan in the background, too.
Adam, is that just respect to Coach Wink, or are you a diehard Michigan guy?
It's out of respect to Coach Wink, but of course I'm a big Michigan fan. Of course, I went to school there, but everything's in respect for Coach Wink, even though he stole my 5-wood this summer and had it in his golf bag for a month.
I heard about it. He just took the 5-wood?
Not intentionally. They accidentally put it in his bag, and he left his bag in Baltimore, went to Florida. So during the heart of my golf season, I didn't have my 5-wood. It was great.
You ain't getting that back.
How was your game, by the way, Adam?
It's terrible. I suck.
Oh, man. Well, we know how it feels to not be good golfers.
So. Adam, we wanted to ask you. I sent you the tweet of our beloved Mikey V here with the false report. So I just wanted to give your thoughts on that. And are you past the stage of getting false reports? Like, does that still happen? Well, you'll get a bad report. And just any words of encouragement to our dear friend Mikey.
Yeah, Mikey, it happens to everybody. I mean, it happens to the best of them, right? Like, the way it goes, you know, you gotta, it's like a cornerback getting beat on a touchdown pass. You gotta shake it off and go on to the next
rep. Yeah, next rep. I do say,
he's been going for a few reps.
I'm just saying, for sure.
It happens. You know, there are a lot of people. Even Dak Prescott said yesterday he didn't think Micah was getting traded. Now, you know, I had some fun with it over the weekend because I think it was on August 18th or 19th, I taped a podcast on my podcast, and I said, these guys, it seems to me they're getting divorced. They're going to trade him. The only question is when. They're going to trade him now, after the season. When are they trading him? That was the question. And, man, the amount of hate mail and angry DMs and messages that I got, I went through yesterday, kind of responded to a couple of them, like, yeah, had a little fun with it.
See, that's the thing, though, is if you come out on the right end of it, Mikey, then you can have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what that's like, Joe. Sorry. I wouldn't know what that's like, you know? Adam, I'd love to know, like, the secret of your filtration system, because, listen, I didn't just get this from a guy off the street. Like, this guy is, and I will never, one thing I said to the boys before he came on, Adam, you could give me something, and if it flushes out the toilet and it's shit, I will never, ever throw you under the bus. I never give up my sources, no matter what, because I feel like that's the only credibility I have left in this space whatsoever, is that I won't sink
Very
there. I'll
little.
take all the bullets. I'll wear it. I'll wear all of it. Now, sometimes it hurts a lot more than others, like when my dear friend Bob told me that Kyler Murray was getting traded to the fucking Browns, okay, because he was playing golf with Sam Darnold, and he tells me, oh, this guy's going here, this guy. So he did me real dirty, so I had to throw him under. But in real-life situations, yeah, it was tough. I think the wires got crossed on the back end, but what's the filtration system, Adam? Like, when you hear something, like, do you know, do you sniff out immediately, like, ah, this guy has been shaky in the past, I can only rely on this guy? Like, how, what does that look like, the filtration?
You know, there's no tried and true formula that you apply to every story. Like, it, every story is a different deal. The Micah one, I just felt weeks ago that these two sides were headed to a divorce. That's what I said. And then last week, I could feel a couple of days in advance, I'm like, this guy's getting traded. Like, it's coming. It's coming.
Wow.
And then, you know, you hear little things like people are talking it down and did not. But I'm like, look, here's what we know. They haven't had any contract talks. The Cowboys don't seem to want to re-sign him. Jerry had what he thought was an agreement with Micah. Jerry thought there was a handshake deal. Micah didn't, but Jerry did. So that handshake deal was for $40.5 million. The market was above that. Jerry wasn't going to 40.6. He wasn't going to 41. He had a deal. He shook on that deal in his mind. So I'm like, they ain't getting a deal done. This guy says he wants to be traded. He's in California getting his back. Like, there's no end in sight. I know you can solve these things, but it just feels to me like at some point they're going to trade him. Now, I will say, I really thought that they would wind up trading him. I didn't know it was going to be that Thursday in the afternoon. I didn't know, you know, it was going to come down at 5 Eastern on Thursday.
Neither did I, Adam. Don't worry.
clearly.
Adam, what's your favorite story that you've ever put out there? Like, your favorite story that you've ever broke?
Look, I've done it for 35 years, over 35 years. I got to figure this out. I started covering the NFL in 1990, so would this be my 35th or 36th NFL season? 35th or 36th? Because that 90.
36.
36, yeah.
So my 36th NFL. So there have been a lot of stories, and I would say that my favorite one's the next one. I don't mean to sound like a New England Patriot when talking about their Super Bowl rings, but my favorite story is the next one, and that's true.
Do you actually, like, I would say the two heavyweights are you and, like, a Rappaport. If something releases, is it like, oh, fuck, it's Rappaport that got it? Or there's not that type of, you know what I mean? Like, would you rather, like, if you're not first in the story, would you rather be someone other than Rappaport?
Like Mikey.
Ah, shit. Yes, correct.
I don't think, like, I think about just doing my job and just trying to get as many stories as I can.
Sure. But,
so I'm curious to see, like, because before you guys, like, I don't remember, like, breaking news coming via sources like that. Like, how did you get yourself into immersed into the scene? Because you kind of create a niche kind of market for yourself. And like we say to Mikey, like we try to get, like, he's very into like football and like this is his world. But like, how would someone like that get immersed into the world that you're in? Like, what are the steps that you need to do?
Just
like,
for the record, Adam, I do have like a regular job. I'm a regular, but I have two little children. Like, I don't, like, I'm not a full-time influencer. Like, I'm not like my pursuit in life was never to become the next NFL insider. I just do happen to be fascinated by it. And I do enjoy it. I think it's very fun to chase a couple stories. So yeah, but I'll let you go. Go ahead.
Well, it's a whole long conversation. And the truth of the matter is there were people that did it before me, long before me. There was the great Will McDonough, you know, Chris Mortensen, Peter King.
Mort Report was great.
Chris Mortensen, Peter King, Lynn Pascarelli, they did it. And then, you know, Peter King was always great, but he was as much of a writer. He wasn't really an insider. And he was just fascinated and curious about why things happened and, you know, what were the background behind them. And then I think in the modern day, me and Jay Glazer did it. And then that was really at the outset of social media.
Yeah.
And then after that, so we were, again, there were many great, great insiders before us, but we were the first insiders in the day and age of social media, I guess, where you're doing it. And Jay's got so many other interests and is so successful at so many other things that I guess, you know, by default, I'm the last man standing as the first guy that started doing it on a day-to-day basis, right? Like where it's in and out. Now, there are 100 people trying to do it.
There, especially like when it's busy season for you, I've always wondered, like, I'll watch ESPN.
What's busy season? Let me know, because
yeah,
it's
always busy. True. But, like, I've always wondered, do you have some sort of deal with ESPN where they'll let you be on the phone during the show? Because there's shows where you guys will be on and you'll look over and you're, like, texting or something. Is there some type of deal with ESPN where they say, hey, if you get something big, you have the ability to go? I feel like not many people could pull that off or do that.
Well, it's never been discussed, but the way I view it is my job is to report on stories, gather information, and my second job is to be on TV to present it. And I'm not going to let anything get in the way of my first job. So if it happens to be while I'm doing my second job of being on television at that moment, my first job takes precedence to get that information to present it on TV. That's the way I feel about it. And again, to go back to being like the first insiders in the day and age of social media, I remember when I got to ESPN, I would take my BlackBerry and phones on TV. Nobody had ever done that before. Nobody. I had never seen that. You let me know if you've seen anybody ever do that. And I'm taking calls, like, and doing things that people are like, what's this guy? What's this asshole doing? You know, taking the story. Really? Like who's this guy think he is? It's some self-important guy. But, and now you see, you know, it's election night. Everybody's got their phones out there, right? Like,
yeah.
I feel like we helped birth that.
We were at the draft, Adam, me and Mikey, we were doing some coverage for different stuff, social media wise. And we walked by and they had you, it was like the papal office. It was like the Pope was up there.
I said, the analogy I used, Adam, was like, you were some kind of rare exotic bird.
It's funny you said it. I feel like a monkey in the zoo. I'm in a cage.
Yeah, there you go.
Everybody in the main set, I'm off to a side, and all these passerbys are looking in like, oh, what's that guy doing?
Or pointing at you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I was like, this is bizarre.
And here we have the rare Schefter parrot.
At the draft, I'm in there, like, I got people throwing peanuts at me, you know, like, eating the animals. Yeah, it's like, that's what it's like.
It was wild to watch it. I will be honest. It was like you were just put up there in this glass case and people were just watching you. It was wild to see, but kudos
to
you.
I climbed there and I itched my arms. I take a bath, you know, I jump in the water, right? Like, take a bath. And I'm praying that they send somebody to mate with at the time, but they don't do that.
Pretty good.
We know how busy you are, so we want to let you go, but I do got to ask you for one thing we were talking about before the show. I've like put in that fake source with Mikey and busted his balls about that with Kyler Murray. Like, he's had a tough year with it, with us really
real
busting.
Tough, Adam,
real tough. So it doesn't have to be a big thing. Can there be like a training camp acquisition, something really small that you give to Mikey this
just
year?
Just a crumb, Adam. Like a crumb. I'm talking like a practice squad guy gets promoted to the 53.
Here we go. I mean, by the way, that reminds me, like, I used to beg Woj for, like, free agent NBA scraps. Can I please?
So now that makes me feel a lot better, bro. Yeah. It really does.
I just, like, you know, why don't you go out there and be the first to report that Tyreek Hill is not going to be a captain for the Miami Dolphins this year?
Wow. Oh, that's pretty big, Mikey.
Oh, Mikey.
That's pretty big.
Let me tell you something, Adam. Before this podcast finishes, it will be tweeted out by Mike.
No, that's not true. Out of respect, I'll wait. Unless Adam's going to jump on it.
No, Mikey, it's all yours. For the first time, for the first time in 4 years, Tyreek Hill is not a team captain for the
Michael,
Dolphins.
That is breaking news.
That's not a crumb, fellas.
That's far. That's a loaf.
Clap it up for Adam Schefter, man. Just the greatest. We appreciate even the connection to Wink has been incredible. We have to get on the golf course.
We got to go to the game. And
let me say
golf.
This. In all honesty, I have great respect for you guys, but he worships you guys the way that, you know, like he loves you guys. So,
dude, he's been texting me, too. I'm like, bro, I'm like, this guy loves the program.
No, he loves you. Maybe more than his wife, I think. And so, you know, I don't want to get anyone in trouble or anything like that, but he's a huge fan. Like, I have great respect for you guys, but he loves you guys.
By the way, Adam, out of respect, because I feel like I've picked on a couple tidbits of the business. When I tweet this out, I will be tagging you and saying, Adam Schefter.
No, you don't have to. No, don't do that.
Oh, Michael.
It's all yours. Sources.
That's amazing. That
I'm
really
giving
is.
It to you. I'm giving
story.
It to you.
All right, okay? All right.
It's a token of our my friendship, our relationship.
Wow.
I'm giving this to you.
That.
I'm giving this to you.
That.
Mikey's becoming
He's
a
back.
Monkey before
no
our
one's
eyes.
Gonna no one's gonna believe it until someone of Adam's caliber affirms it. But
that's
but
okay. Yeah. When you're out front, when you're getting the information that you're getting, Mikey, you just put it out there. People are gonna if you're good, people you don't need anybody
Adam,
else to
what
validate
would make
it.
My life All is right. if you gave him a All fake right. source, that would be the
no,
greatest.
No, 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 no. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me.
I'm joking, I'm joking.
I can't take another L, Adam. I can't take another L.
No, we got you. We're giving it to you.
Yeah,
it's
I got.
Layup.
No, I got. I got it. I got it.
It's time to recapture. It's time to recapture some of that credibility that you
there
lost
you
last
go,
night.
There you go, Michael.
Adam, you
good
just
for
put
you,
him.
Adam.
Adam Schefter just put him back in the game
on
and
the
back
map.
On the map. Adam, we appreciate you. We know you're busy. We love you, Adam Schefter, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks,
thank
Adam.
You so
Happy
much.
Labor Day, guys.
Happy
what a
Labor
guy.
Day, brother. Thank
no,
you.
No, that was. By the way, you know that's not
wow.
a little tidbit. That's not
Dude,
a crumb
no,
that
a,
he
that's a
threw
bomb.
Out there.
That's a bomb.
That's a big
that's a
time
bomb,
story,
man.
Mikey. And you know what? You got to put it out. On Labor Day, too, you got to imagine a lot of people are going to be listening and on their phones, Mikey. That thing's going to go wild.
That's big.
Yeah,
That's
I'm
big.
Gonna. But you know what? It's so close to the Parsons story. I'm gonna get fucking
you,
ripped.
No, but Mikey,
but
you know
cares?
This is gonna hit. So you take the beating for the night until they
I
announce.
I swear
it.
To God, wow. Guys, I'm telling you this right now. If this is another prank, I'm done. I'm done. I'm gonna delete.
I swear.
I'm gonna delete
I swear.
It all.
Mikey,
yeah, but I don't
I
know
swear.
With Bob. Look at Bob, man.
Mikey, look at me. Look at me.
Why is Bob laughing?
Mikey,
why
I
is
swear.
Bob laughing?
Mikey, I swear on
Bob,
my family.
Bob,
I swear
please.
On my family, Mikey, this is not a prank.
Bob,
I
please.
Swear.
Bob, please don't let it happen.
He's just
again.
Laughing.
This is exactly what he did the last
Mikey,
time.
No, Mikey, you got
to
listen to us.
If you don't tweet that out, even respectfully, which I have a show, you will absolutely regret that. I told you I was too hard on the Parsons things. I went a little too deep with that. That is, I did not
Mikey,
see
this
that
is,
coming.
By
I'm
the way,
start
he
this
gave
tweet
you a
off,
big story.
I'm going to start this tweet off with, okay, I'm laying it all on the line one last final
yes,
time.
Yes.
If this is not,
yes.
if this isn't accurate,
yeah.
may the Lord strike me down here.
Mikey, I swear on everything that is holy, this is not a prank.
That wasn't like a small, like that's a pretty
that's
big.
It's a big story.
That's a big
story.
Oh, he just hand gifted that to you,
yeah,
Michael.
Yeah, this is gonna. I gotta really word this the right way, man.
But you know what? You gotta put it out of way. This could also be shared across a lot of platforms if it does come out right. You're
Dude,
the first person
but,
breaking.
But Schefter literally just brought him back because he was down in the dumps. Like that. That is not a small like
first time.
Fuck.
In four
years.
Years, yeah. I think I got to tweet it now, guys.
Yeah,
if
go
I
ahead,
don't,
shit,
if I don't,
go ahead.
I think
go
I'm
ahead.
Mikey, I said you should.
Yeah, you're
I
not
said
wrong.
Before the
you're not
episode,
wrong, Joe.
Johnny.
You're not wrong. You're not.
And
wrong.
By the way, here, Mikey, here's the thing too. When people watch the Brilliant Dumb Show, they'll see that the source was Schefter, and they're not going to question it.
If Schefter, dude, if Schefter played the prank on him,
don't say that,
no,
Bob.
That
Bob, why would you
would
say that,
be,
Bob?
No,
is it a prank? Is it a prank?
No,
no,
it's not.
No,
that
it's
would
not.
Be too. It would be too
Mikey,
much.
Mikey, I swear, that. I swear on everything. It is not a prank. I swear to you. I give you my word, Michael.
Okay.
I give him my word. I'm only as good as my word. I swear.
It is amazing though. Like maybe he's just so used to putting these out, but like. That's a good story for Schefter.
Well, it makes
to break.
Me think that maybe Tyreek and the Dolphins are on the outs.
No, that's a different story, D. Don't give him any
well,
ideas. That's a whole. That's a
I
whole.
I don't want to open up Pandora's box.
Yeah, yeah. Look at Mikey. Look at Mikey.
Oh, look at him go to work. This guy is in the trenches right now, Bob.
Yeah, I am. All right, it's out there. It's
out there.
Oh,
Michael.
Yeah, Mikey.
Can
you read us the tweet, the official tweet?
Yeah, breaking with the alert
yes.
emoji
oh,
and a picture. Yeah, put a
picture
up.
Right away.
That's professional.
Yeah,
breaking. I'm laying it all on the line one final time. Per source, for the first time in 4 years, Tyreek Hill will not be a team captain.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's good. Good for
and
you.
By
Michael.
The way, Schefter, it almost would look. It's cool that he said you don't have to tag to him. It almost would be pretty sick if tagging him makes it look.
It.
Now yeah, that yeah. would be really cool.
That would be special, bro. Yeah,
I would. Can you tag him?
He told me he was like, "Don't you don't
he
have."
Said,
to.
He said you don't have to, but you could tag him. Maybe
yeah. I don't want.
It.
I don't want to.
The
do that,
problem
though.
Is, he definitely. I doubt Mike. He's not going to see it unless you do tag him. But I
you
do
gotta
think,
tag him.
No, I wouldn't. He said not
gonna
to
bag him.
You gotta tag him.
Better tag him.
Somebody
Mike.
Retweeted it already. It's not even out for 1 second. This is gonna make or break my life,
Michael.
Dude.
This
well,
is
it's break.
Be
it's
coming
he's
back.
Not gonna. He
and
ain't steering you wrong.
Can I just say something? Michigan has got to be making a bit of a comeback in Mikey's books. I mean, between Coach Wink and now Adam Schefter, like, I know you hate them, but Mikey, they I mean, that's
two great guys, two great guys. Listen, it's just that one fall Saturday, you know, all is, it's a little,
I know.
Well, unreal. Now, why is all Bob right. smirking, man? Every time he smirks,
Michael,
now,
Michael, no, you got to no. believe me. Michael,
no, because he keeps smirking.
Michael, you got to believe me. I gave you my
unless,
word.
Unless Schefter pulled one of the all-time moves the show has ever seen.
He has to address that publicly if he did that to me. He has to, out of respect.
That's pretty cool that he did that, though. It really is. Like, it's not like a small – I mean, that'll get talked about a lot. So that's
going to get retweeted a bunch.
Schefter, I'm going to get fucking – I'm going to get
– But you will. You will. But
you're going to come out on top of this one.
You will. You'll definitely take – you'll take shit, but wait until then it drops tomorrow, and then you're good. So you're back. Mikey V is back in the sources game.
And you know what, Mikey? When it does drop, you should put your balls on the line. So you know what? I'm back.
I'm back, bitch.
I don't know if I want to be
back. Back in the New York groove. I'm back.
Back in the New York groove. All right. Let's
it's
head
never
on
over. Ask Bob.
That's right, Petey.
The segment that everybody has so deeply in their hearts grown to love.
Real quick, Mike, so was that cool for you, like Shefty coming on?
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah,
very
that
cool.
was neat.
Very cool. Very
Does he
cool.
follow you, Mikey?
No.
I do wonder.
I wouldn't be surprised after this if you get the follow.
Yeah, I mean, I never had spoken to him before this. So
we had talked about guys coming on for the top five, and like maybe that's the play. Maybe a guest comes on for 5-10 minutes, and then we go back to us, like short and sweet. But I do have a lot of guests that we could bring on. Like McAfee said that he would come back on. Like there's so many guys that we could bring on if that's what the guests want. But part of me also thinks that. Viewers
I think you know what, Bob? I think that was a short and sweet little segment.
I agree.
You know? It was 5-10 minutes in and out. It wasn't like the whole show, the whole episode, and the episode still has all its normal segments. So if anything, it just makes the episode longer and people are wanting more stuff. So I can't imagine a world where people would be up in arms that we had a good guest on.
Dolphins just announced
what?
They announced that Tua, Alec Ingold, Jordan Brooks, Aaron Brewer, Zach Sealer, and Bradley Chubb will be their six captains for the 2025 NFL season. Some would say I may be
back. And you announced it before the Dolphins.
Yeah, well.
He's so back. Give it up for Shefty, man. Give it up for Shefty, man.
Michael is back. That should awesome. Be the episode name. Bear Down Crumbs is indeed back. And Bear Down better. Crumbs, than ever. They call him the Crummy. Bear Down.
That's such a tough nickname.
I do. Let's go full clickbait title and just have an agreement with the audience. Let's just do the end of Bob Does Sports or
what?
Bob Does Sports is officially done.
Why?
Oh man, I got banged, bro.
Why?
What?
Apparently Schefter already tweeted this like a half hour ago.
Oh no.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because he retweeted 38 minutes ago what the team captains were. I just looked at his thing.
Oh well, that's fine. You still tweeted.
Yeah, I suppose. Another bang job.
It's not a bang job, my
slight bang job.
It's not a bang job, I don't think, but
no.
I did think that he would be breaking the news.
Yeah.
Listen, Schefter's a dog, man. Schefter needs to get his bread before anyone else. Apparently. Maybe that goes back to that Michigan-Ohio State rivalry.
So, hold on. You mean to tell me that Schefter already reported that?
I see a retweet on Schefter's timeline. 38 minutes ago, Dolphins announced their 2025 team captains. I mean, yeah, that's tough, man. It's tough.
Oh, bad.
No. Now, in my defense, I didn't see that, obviously, because we were recording the pod. But
here's the other thing. In your defense, you also didn't break false news.
Mikey, he may need to hang it up after all.
I'm trying to hang it up. You guys brought Schefter on. You're telling him to get out.
Mikey, we swore on everything that was holy that we didn't.
Of course not.
No, I believe that. I believe
that was not a prank.
He did. He absolutely did tweet it.
Listen, he's not moving from that top tier spot
But
anytime soon.
maybe he thinks like the speed of business, maybe he thinks like that. It's just not like people won't be able to pick up because it's so close to the time he
I
gave
mean,
you.
yeah. By the
Bro.
way, not everybody's searching that and then
Dude,
searching. That's correct. That's
I could
correct.
see him being so ruthless so that he does put out like fake stuff to guys, like him just
Yeah,
being a
he's like,
fucking
this guy's
animal.
gonna try and do my shit. I'm gonna bury this guy real fast.
Yeah,
This guy's just gonna
yeah.
get fucking put in the cemetery now. I'm gonna bury him.
It was
I
funny.
don't get that vibe
I
from the
don't either. I
interviews.
don't either.
Dude,
I don't
it
either. I think
was
he's legitimately giving you a piece of
so
advice.
funny that Mikey said, because like he's like, by the way, Adam, just so you know, like I have a full-time job. I have two kids, because it
Yeah,
made
I
it
mean,
look like he was like a super, like, you know what I mean? Like
I don't
he
want to step on his toes.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep it moving here. Let's go on into the ads, Bob said. I can't believe he already reported that. That's crazy.
It
That
is.
that's
He made it
absolutely.
sound like he was giving you an alley, but he already had the oop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like bear down crumbs.
Damn, man.
Oh. All right.
Fuck, man. Yeah.
Mikey, I actually you know that we did not do that, obviously. Like
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
I know. I swore. I gave you my word, Micah. I swore on everything
No,
else.
I know, I know, I know.
All right. Let's go on into the Ass Bob. Ass Bob,
Oh,
who are the six captains for the Miami Dolphins?
Whoa.
All right, here goes nothing. I will start us off here. I'll give Mikey a second to lick his wounds. All right, Bob, for the Ask Bob segment question this week, I would like you to go ahead and name me five different countries that are within the continent of Asia. Five countries within Asia.
Bro, you might as well fucking forget it. Forget it. Forget
You
it.
don't think so, Mikey? There's
I
like three
know.
right out of the gates.
Yeah, no, there is. There is for sure. I mean, there's three right out of the gate for sure.
Oh,
For
without a
sure.
question,
For
there's three.
sure. China.
Five. China's one.
Japan.
There's
Bang.
two. That's two of the three that we mentioned there, Mikey, that were no questions.
Right.
Taiwan.
Yes. That's a random one. I didn't think you'd get that one, but
Yeah,
yes.
for sure.
Hong
So now,
Kong.
no. Hong
Hong
Kong's not a country.
Kong is the is what is, Hong Kong is, wait,
It's not a
it's a
country.
region of China.
Yes, it's not a country.
Right, it's a region of China. It's right.
Yeah.
Tokyo.
That's part of Japan.
Tokyo's, yeah, in Japan. Yeah.
This is where it gets interesting now,
It
Michael.
does. It
Well,
does.
there's one of the biggest countries on Earth,
That's correct.
population-wise,
Big one.
and then there's another geographical largest country on Earth that resides within Asia as well. There's two. There's a lot, like probably population-wise and geographical, like those would be the last two I would give, but
Philippines?
yes, the Philippines is
Is that
correct.
right? Yeah,
Yes. That is a wild take, but
that's
good.
a good poll,
You're
Bob.
one away, Bob. You're one away.
Oh, I need a dub, dude. I need this more than that Miami win, man. I gotta get a dub here. I'm right there.
Bob going pulling Southeast Asian
Bob pulling
island country.
Taiwan and Philippines is pretty
Okay,
impressive.
let's go Mongolia.
Mongolia is absolutely
Well, it's
right.
not Mongolia, but Mongol.
Mongolia.
Mongolia is absolutely that's right.
He said
Mongolia is right.
Mongolia.
Mongolia
How
is
did you
right.
get Mongolia? Okay, the two I thought you'd get would be India and
Yeah,
Russia.
India. I'm surprised you didn't get India.
And Russia.
Didn't know that.
India is in Asia. That's the big, I thought that was a layup one for sure. Mongolia, Taiwan, and Philippines. That's three that I didn't see coming. But Bob, give it up.
That's
That's
good,
five.
man.
Good for you, Bob. I didn't know if you would get that. That's you
Good.
pulled some rabbit out of the hat with Mong.
Yeah,
Well,
that was very
he
good.
said Mongolia, but
Yeah, but
he does
yeah.
talk with a Jersey accent, so we'll give it,
But good cue, by the way, there too, D. That made me think. Very good. Mikey, it's all yours.
Oh
Oh.
yeah, I'm
He's
just
tr Oh
Man.
man, dude. That
Well,
sucks. I can't
but Mikey,
believe.
is that really like a bang job that you're still reporting something that's
Well, I will say, I mean, we thought that it was breaking news.
It's accurate information. Yeah, I didn't think it was out there in the universe yet, but it is out there
in the Twitterverse.
I don't think you should take shit. I don't think it's that bad. It's not wrong.
No, no.
And by the way, it wasn't like 4 hours ago. It was within the last 30
No,
minutes.
It was. It was. Yeah. It was. It was.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
Are people giving you shit?
I didn't look at any of the comments yet, but I'm sure, yes.
It's been retweeted.
Oh, yeah. Somebody just said, what's next per sources, Ohio State 1 week one?
Yeah, that's tough. Gotta have thick skin in this business, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The next comment, Schefter literally already posted the Dolphin captains 30 minutes before this tweet.
Oh boy, that's calm. That's yeah. That's
I'm it. Gonna say yes. He was the source.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
To be honest, Mikey, I would then reclip. Like we should ask EA to clip this, Mikey, and then you could reclip it, saying that Schefter gave you the source.
Well, we
I'm gonna need another crumb from Schefter. Is what's gonna. I'm gonna need one more.
I think
crumb.
You go back to the table.
Yeah, I'm gonna need
one more. The crumb that you got was soiled.
I'm gonna need. Yeah, I'm gonna need a non-known crumb.
Mikey, send me the tweet you sent. I'm gonna put it in a group chat with Schefter just to send the tweet just to get the ball rolling.
Very nice, Michael. Yeah. Very nice.
All right, I mean, it's not very nice, Joe. It's not very nice. I mean, it's nice that sure.
But... the way it was portrayed, I will say that
I thought it was
he was giving me something nobody knew about.
Yes,
I was looking for that. I was looking for a little crumb. It didn't even.
Well, that's what I thought it was. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. That's Bob.
Oh man, it's all right. It's all right. All right. Now, Bob, I have a question for you. This is a question. So listen, this is not a trick question whatsoever. It's almost always this answer. The question is, how many weeks are in a calendar year? How many weeks are in a calendar year?
Yeah, that's a problem.
Oh, I don't think he's going to come even remotely close.
Thanks, Petey.
Petey.
I actually think I got a shot.
Go ahead.
So here's what I'm thinking. This is not the first time I'm going to say it's not the answer. I look at almost 4 weeks in every month, usually.
Oh,
I would say that's a pretty good baseline to start
with. Yes.
So that's 48, but I know it's above that, and I know it's not 50. So my final answer is going to be 52. Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Big. This guy's on fire today, bro. This guy must be studying or something. What the fuck?
The neurons from that Cheesecake Factory are just firing this morning, man.
That's awesome. Because I knew it wasn't that basic.
Wow, Bobby.
You know why I know that, though, is Cameo. Because I watch the Cameo weeks. Like, I know the months that I have a 31 in it. But, yeah, no, that's pretty cool.
It's a big win, Bob. Those are two questions that I didn't think – well, I didn't think the 52 weeks you'd get at all, but that's very, very good.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
We've seen a big W on this podcast from Bobby Boy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Big
Absolutely.
W and also an G-W. L.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going to take it as an L, Bob. I'm over it.
It's not an L. It's not an
business,
L.
In this business, you got to roll with the punches. Like Adam said, you just got to keep getting up. That's what it is. Now he's the same guy who actually gave me the information, which is a tough pill.
But Mikey, here's the deal: when the podcast gets released, you're gonna have that to your backup. Like you're gonna have that under your belt. That him.
Well,
giving
but not
you
everybody that follows him on Twitter though knows the
I'd
podcast.
I'd say most.
Yeah.
I'd say most.
Big program in Columbus. A lot of Brilliantly Dumb Show. Columbus
really?
People. Yeah, bro.
Dude. Maybe we bring Adam on back next week just to discuss what happened there.
Oh. Yeah, that was tough, man. It was tough. I sent you the article, Bob. Or the whatever it was.
Yeah, I'll loop us in.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way.
hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice, and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so now we're going to head on over to our top five. This week's top five, I don't know how Bone wants to word this, but if you're a five-star recruit and you could go to any university for that specific sport, what are your top five? So you have the choice to go anywhere you want to go. You have to pick the school and, of course, the sport that it's going to be in. Mikey V with another...
Wow.
So it does look like Mikey's starting to really catch his stride on these top fives and know what people are looking for. So he's hot now. I came in second, Joe.
I'm
almost positive I came in second.
What was last week? TV Dad?
Yeah.
TV Dads. I thought my list was really good.
Did you come in second?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Did Bone
share? Okay. 99. Yeah, I'm 99%.
So who had Homer Simpson?
Me. I did.
That was last. Bob came in second.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had Homer Simpson, Joe.
No, did I had you? Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson was last. Okay.
Peter Griffin.
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
so, Mike, I'm interested to see where you go here. What do you want to do?
I'm going to take one.
Going to take one.
Yeah, I'm going to take one. Yeah.
Didn't see that coming.
Because if I go three, I just feel like one of the two that's an absolute to me is going to be gone. And also, I got to be a hardo. And yeah.
He's got to go Ohio State.
Now, Bob, I imagine you're going three.
I don't know if that's necessarily the case,
okay,
Michael.
Okay. I respect it.
I will start off by saying I think I'm going to get obliterated in this. I don't think
it's. But you know what, Joe? I think that anybody can hit this. I really do. It's. I'm having a real tough time deciding where I'm going to go. Give me three.
Okay.
Mikey, we'll start with you.
So Joe's two. Yeah, number one, look, just won a national title. As blue blood gets. Best winning percentage for the head coach. Facilities are outrageous. Six games in a row, won against top five teams. If you're a football player, I mean, all the guys that get drafted every year from this school, it's Ohio State. Ohio State football is number one. It's the king right now.
Now, good change. I'm going to take this program. They had a tough week this week, but I just think when you think football, to me, I think Alabama. And I know that they're under scrutiny right now because
still a good
coach,
pick.
But I just think they have written the book on football for years with Saban, the recruitments that they got going there. You're in a good spot if you're a good football player and you want to get exposure, you want to be seen. I think Alabama football is the way to go. So that's my first. That's what I'm going to go with to start out.
So I'm going to take two basketballs off the board here. I'm going to take Duke basketball off the board, and then I'm going to take UNC basketball off the board. Give me the Duke UNC combo there. And now we head back over to Petey.
I'm going to go football again. I'm going to go Texas. I think Texas is just, again, a very, very prominent program, beloved, and just the exposure. I just don't think you could go wrong. Texas Longhorns.
Yeah. I'm going to go from back-to-back facility standpoint. I think the two programs with the most insane facilities in the country, and in terms of like what kids are looking for these days, and not necessarily the championship pedigree for one of them, but the other one certainly. I'm going to go Clemson football, and then I'm going to go Oregon football, because Oregon with the uniforms and all the money that Phil Knight pumps out, the NIL money, like – I just feel like Oregon's a big play. So give me Clemson football, Oregon football.
I like those. PDD.
This is tough now. I'm going to go. I'm going to go a basketball program that I think every single year they are, whether they win or not, I think that they're a top-tier school for basketball. I'm going to go Kansas, Rock Chalk Jayhawk. I think that that's, to me, I mean, one of the biggest programs in basketball. So I'll go Kansas basketball.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Give me LSU. Give me LSU.
For what?
Football.
Football. Football. Watch, I said basketball. Remember, long legs, Joe, that I used to do, the LSU basketball player.
Legs, yeah.
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah. So give me LSU football, and then you can give me. I will go. Shout out, Coach Wink. Give me Michigan football.
I'm going to go another football. I'm going to go Penn State. I
Cool.
think the whiteout, I just tremendous, man. And it's just like if you're going to a place, Mikey, I would imagine like Penn State or Ohio State, like as a top tier football recruit, you got to be worshipped like a god there, man. It's got to be, there's nothing else to do, you know?
Yeah, no, it's I mean,
Mikey,
it's legendary
you
program.
may need to get a basketball on the board, mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, I have a basketball program in mind. I'm gonna go with Kentucky basketball. I'm gonna
Yeah.
take Kentucky. And then my final pick, I'm going to take another football school. And it's Bob's team. I mean, look, the University of Miami, the history of that football program, where they play, Miami, Hard Rock, all that. I'm going to take Miami football. And the win they had last night, I mean, that's the type of win, put you right back where you got to be in the
Yeah.
Hurricanes.
This pick's gonna probably lose it for me, but I don't care because for me, this is I wanted to get a hockey one under my belt, and I think it's deserving. The University of Michigan is by far the most successful hockey program. It was between that and Boston College. I think University of Michigan have won 9 national titles for hockey. So if you're coming up as a hockey guy in a great, blue blood school like that, I think that it's probably going to lose me the pick overall, but I don't care because I'm going to go with it. And as a hockey guy who, if I would have wanted to play, NCAA, to be in a program like Michigan would be top tier.
I was
Isn't
going to pick
top
Iowa
hockey?
wrestling, so.
Oh, that's yeah, that's like an iconic. It's like Michigan hockey, Boston hockey,
Boston College was the
Boston
other one I was
College,
looking at. Yeah.
Wisconsin's got good.
Wisconsin too. Wisconsin's hockey is good.
Minnesota.
Oh,
Yeah,
Minnesota, yeah.
Minnesota. Actually, I think it's North or South. North Dakota, I think, is one of the best.
So I'm gonna put a school that they have like kind of fallen off, and it is like when you think about the weather and everything and how cool it was,
I
like
know what you're gonna say.
what do you think? 3, 2, 1.
No. The fight. I think the men of Troy is the direction I think you're going in.
So
The
yeah, I
USC Trojans would be my guess for you. The weather. When you said the weather and how good they were, that would have been my guess.
see.
Wrong?
No, you're 100% right, but
Oh,
now I'm
okay.
thinking this is the last pick, right?
It is, yeah. It is. They were on my mind, the men of Troy, because of where they play and the history of the Coliseum and all that. They were on my mind.
UCLA would have been a good one for
You know
basketball,
what?
too.
I'm gonna change it. I'm not gonna do it. I'm
Okay.
actually gonna I'm gonna pivot, and I'm gonna switch to Notre Dame football. I was
Okay.
between USC and Notre Dame. I want to switch to Notre Dame. But that was what I was going to say. It's like USC has to be one of the easiest places to recruit, as far as there's not a lot of schools out west that are giving you problems. Like for Miami, it's hard because you have Florida
Florida.
State, Florida, Georgia, all those guys there. But yeah, I was going to go USC. Give me Notre Dame football. And Mikey, if you could read the list, that would be great.
Yeah, we have Ohio State football, myself, Ohio State football, Clemson football, Oregon football, Kentucky basketball, Miami football. Joe has Bama football, Texas football, Kansas basketball, Penn State football, Michigan hockey. Bob has Duke and UNC basketball, LSU football, Michigan football, Notre Dame football.
Anything can happen, man. I love my list.
I'm gonna lose because of the hockey, but I don't care. I think I need to put a hockey pick in there. Just for all the
Respect.
hockey guys out of there.
Mikey V looks to keep the ball rolling again. He looks to go for the three-peat, first ever three-peat. Fellas, that was absolutely terrific. Really was. Thank you to Schefter coming on. And let us know in the comments. I do want to see from people what they're thinking. If you want to guess just like that, like a quick hitter segment like that, if you'd rather it just be us, do we bring them on for the top five? So let's go ahead and rip that. We appreciate you. We love you. That's been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show.